I would like to tackle the question of collaboration and the meaning of collaboration and your work. And you both explored also what Criado and Seleja have termed epistemic collaboration as a form of engaging with your interlocutors in the field and the idea of of the construction of joint anthropological problematizations. So I would like to know in which ways these collaborative settings of your projects actually have an impact on how on your anthropological work.
So how the way of doing anthropology transformed or this collaborative space transformed the project. I set out to do an anthropology of austerity medicine, so how austerity policies actually transform healthcare. And due to questions of access to the field, which were highly problematic with this political and politicized topic, it took me quite a while to get the research permissions to go into hospitals and health centers. So meanwhile, I started with this community health project I knew from former engagements. And so I actually stayed with them all the way through. And what they helped me to see and what the collaborative setting helped me to see was that austerity was not so much a question or a problem for them. So really in the typical anthropological way, also the field is something which opens up new question, and especially a field in which very different people engage with each other, like health professionals quite from upper classes and with really poor people. And so it helped me to see the much deeper and far-reaching embodied inequalities maybe of the long durée, but also helped me to think about it differently and maybe to do something about it, or the way these inequalities are addressed in institutions. So I participated in the crafting of a written guide, which was called Knitting Health, which then went out to the Madrid City Council and was distributed among health professionals. But also it helped me actually to get into other spaces of the otherwise and see that within these austere medical institutions, many like spaces of professionals and communities exist where actually this more understanding and proximate forms of care are experimented with. And I think the health project and the collaborators with them helped me to also get and notice these other spaces, which are in many, many spaces, yeah.
In what I've presented today, maybe collaboration takes a different kind of contour or different forms. But in most of my previous work, mostly working with activist designers in Barcelona, we created together a platform, a collective that was called Entorno a la Silla, playing with different nuances of these terms in Spanish, situating ourselves around environments, producing environments to situate ourselves around them, and intervening materially to think together. In working with them is when I realized that, well, basically all I've been doing ethnographically was also part of the documentation of the project. And basically the conditions of documentation were also creating conditions so that we could be debating what we had been doing together. So in the end, I started calling all of that joint problem making, because we were making problems together, but at the same time we were creating problems through making. And making things was in a way allowing us to create conditions of being together and explore our differences that were many, and of course, in many cases, incommensurable. In this particular thing that I've been presenting today, I've been trying to think about what that might mean, going beyond the ethnographic register, where we go to places and live together with people, participate in their lives, with, well, creating more or less forms of being together. And I think also collaboration can happen through these forms of learning how to craft spaces of mutual exposure. Even though perhaps the forms of the epistemic here are different, it is not just in the sense that we are transforming the way in which we do ethnography through what they do, but perhaps that we could relearn how to be doing things from their own practices and find alternative ways in which we could be transforming what anthropology might mean. That was a bit more there.
You both have actually worked, and also you have also extensive teaching experience in interdisciplinary settings. So you mentioned it a little bit in your talk about your about teaching anthropology to architecture students, but also I know from you, Janina, that you were teaching medical students. So I would be interested in, where do you see the promises, but maybe also the pitfalls of teaching anthropology or in working, but maybe also teaching in interdisciplinary settings?
So maybe with medical students is a bit special because they want to study medicine, they're interested in medicine, and they don't really care about either anthropology or history. So this is the biggest challenge, I would say, if you go in there and have an auditorium of 100 medical students and you should tell them in 45 minutes why they should listen to you. And so, but I think this is a really, I think we're trained actually to do this at anthropologists because we're used to verfremden things, so other things, and I think what I try to do in these settings, and maybe it's very different with architecture students, is to try to offer them a different perspective on what they are doing, in conversation with them. So this can mean, I don't know, in more semi-like forms, watching a film on Médecins Sans Frontières and then read a text by Peter Radfield on the same and discuss about the power structures, about things they haven't really thought about in their intention to go to Namibia and do good there in a humanitarian project. So I think it's really the confrontation of what we have learned in anthropology and confronting them with other visions of what they're doing and just offering them, and some take them and others just don't listen, and I think that's the way it is.
Well, I think I've been explaining a lot of about this. Just one minor remark. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, when we talk about interdisciplinary relations, I have the feeling that most of the times we are thinking of relations of equality. But most of the times, these interdisciplinary settings are extremely asymmetric, and anthropology is perhaps not very well equipped to deal with people who believe that they are even, more entitled to the truth than we tend ourselves to think we are. And in most of these situations, we need to undo these asymmetries in extremely brutal even ways, because if not, we're constantly going to be reduced to the professionals of the social, to this outer layer, outer crust of what, that first they do what matters and then we do the societal consequences kind of thing. And I have the feeling that for that to be productive and interesting, perhaps we also need to engage in intradisciplinary transformations and interventions.